Hi, welcome to Marketer for Hire. I'm your host, Sunny Logsdon, and I understand that not all business owners have a marketing background. That's why I'm here, to provide tips and advice on how to build the right team to unlock your business's full potential without wasting precious time and money. Each week, we'll break down complex marketing concepts into easy-to-understand pieces so that you can delegate confidently. Whether you're a business owner with a marketer on your team or you're just beginning the journey of hiring a marketer, I'm passionate about helping you maximize success. So if you're looking for ways to get the most out of your marketing budget, reduce frustration from lack of results, and provide clear, strategic marketing direction to your team, this show is for you. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Marketer for Hire. Today, we are diving into content repurposing and the STAR framework that I use both in my business and in my clients' businesses to systematize repurposing. I recently recorded an episode about this with Sophia Parra on her podcast, Marketing Unfiltered. If you haven't listened to it, I would definitely recommend you check out Marketing Unfiltered. Sophia is so much fun and all her energy comes through in her podcast. And I'll be covering a lot that I talked about with Sophia in this episode. But even after listening today, it might be fun to listen to that conversation because sometimes when people are asking questions, it just brings out different perspectives and you might hear something that I didn't cover today. So the episode that I recorded with Sophia is all about my STAR framework for repurposing content. And as I was listening to it, which by the way, it is so hard to listen to yourself on podcast. Do any of you do it? It's definitely challenging, but I think it's also such a great thing to do because you learn, okay, I don't want to say this next time, or I need to do this differently, or hey, that actually sounded pretty good. Anyway, I digress. As I was listening to it, it dawned on me that I have not shared this repurposing framework with you guys. And it is definitely something that I want you to know. So here we go. Content repurposing is one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot. It's something that you know you should be doing, but maybe it feels a little bit vague. You're not sure how to do it, or maybe you are doing it to a certain extent. If you're like most people, your content repurposing is maybe a little bit sporadic and informal. Like, hey, I'm writing this email, so I'm going to post it on Instagram too, and maybe I'll throw it up over on LinkedIn. Or maybe you're looking through your social stats on Instagram and you see, hey, this post performed really well, so maybe we should use it again. So maybe you change up the design a little bit. Maybe you change up the caption and you schedule it to run again in 6 weeks. And if you're doing this, high five, because this absolutely counts as repurposing. You're using content on more than one channel. You're not rewriting for every channel. That is a good thing. But what I'm sharing with you today takes it one step further because the STAR framework is going to help you strategically and systematically repurpose content on the regular so that you're not constantly recreating the wheel and feeling behind on content, which I think feeling behind on content is something that any business owner, any marketer can relate to right now, isn't it? With all these channels, all these places that we feel like we need to be, it's easy to feel like you're always behind. And this is seriously going to help with that. Getting off of this content hamster wheel is the reason that most people want to dive into repurposing. They want to save themselves time. They want to save their marketer time when it comes to creating content. But there's an even bigger benefit to repurposing when you really understand it and use it as a strategy to develop a content catalog. And that's what we're diving into today. You're able to improve your call to actions. You're able to beef up your lead funnels and ultimately fill content gaps in your customer journey that is going to lead to more sales because you have more content along the way that your audience can read and get to know you and trust you and ultimately buy from you. Okay, so hopefully you're sold on the why repurposing content is a win. So now let's jump into how to do it in a way that's going to give you all of these benefits. Okay, I've mentioned this a few times. I'm going to say it one more time. I call my framework for this the STAR framework, and this is going to help you remember the steps. Before we jump into the STAR acronym and what it means, let's start by talking about the difference between long form and short form content. So this podcast is considered long form content, and this is something that you might already know. An article, a course, a webinar, a white paper, and most blog posts, all of these things are what I would consider to be long form content. Short form, on the other hand, is something that your audience can quickly consume. I'd say that this is probably the majority of the content that most of us are putting out there. It's usually something under 1,000 words, like a social post, a short blog, or maybe an email that you're sending out to your list. Ideally, the baseline for a repurposing strategy is having one type of long form content that you're producing regularly in your business that's going to serve as the foundation for the strategy. I usually refer to this type of content as your foundational content as I talk about the framework. So just a heads up, as I'm talking through this, if I say foundational content, that's what I'm talking about, your long form content. So as I mentioned, this podcast is my primary long form content. It's my foundational content. And if you look across my channels, LinkedIn, Instagram, emails, you're going to see that it all stems from my podcast. But one of the things we're going to talk about today is not just copy pasting. We're going to talk about some ways that you can make it sound and feel different so it doesn't feel like you are just saying the same things on repeat. And while I'm on that note, I want to say that starting this podcast has truly been one of the best things that I've done for my business for so many reasons. But we will talk about that in another episode. I think I'm going to bring my podcast producer, Leah Bryant, on so that we can talk a little bit about the benefits of starting a podcast and how it just really helps to grow your business. Okay, for now, let's stay on track. I want to say that if you are cringing right now, if you don't have an obvious type of long-form content that you're regularly producing, hang with me. I promise that you still have content to pull from. For example, if you're a services business, chances are that you have client calls that are an amazing source of content. If you're a coach, maybe you have group coaching sessions or a course you can pull content from. If you sell a product, maybe you have some reviews that you can pull. All of this can be great sources of content. So don't sweat it if you are not regularly producing long-form content. This is still going to work for you. All right, so this brings us back to the STAR framework. Let's go through this acronym because it is going to help you remember how to strategically repurpose content. The S is for save. So first and foremost, you need somewhere other than the notes on your phone to save not only your ideas for content, but also all of your published content. This is what I call your content catalog. It is one place where you capture all your ideas, all of your published content, and you can go back and refer to it and you can sort it. And we're going to talk about the different ways you can sort it so that you can find all of the different things that you've written and reuse them and repurpose them in different ways. So let me get into the logistics of how to do this. I set my content catalog up in Airtable. The reason that I love Airtable is that there are so many ways to input the information and also to view it. For example, I set up a form view that allows me to easily add ideas or foundational content that I've already published into specific fields, which feels really easy to me for some reason, versus opening up a spreadsheet and filling out the columns. I just feel like when it's in form format that I'm able to just run through and do it without even really thinking. Airtable also has a Kanban view that allows my team to move content ideas across the board from the idea stage on the left through creation and approval and over to published on the right. If you're not familiar with Airtable, you can definitely set it up in something that you're comfortable with, like Excel or Google Sheets, and you'll be perfectly fine. I just personally think that Airtable is a machine that gives you a lot of variety in how you work with it. And it really can just beef up that content catalog in so many ways. So maybe I'll go into more detail about that in the future, but this isn't an Airtable how-to. So for now, let's just say create it in the program that you feel best. So there are two times that you should add content to the catalog. One is when something's published. So once this podcast is published, I need to go in and I need to add this to my content catalog. Another time is when you have a content idea. And hey, I know I said that this keeps you from keeping notes on your phone, but let's face it, we are not always in front of our computer. We can't always open Airtable or Excel or Sheets. And so I am not totally dogging putting those things in your iPhone notes or Android or whatever you use. That is absolutely the best way to capture ideas because you know by the time you get in front of your desk that you will forget it. So if I'm on the go or if I'm on a call and something comes up and I want to remember to go back to it, I will pop it into my iPhone notes to make it easy and to make sure I don't lose it. But here's where the difference comes in. I do a regular dump into Airtable so that my ideas aren't buried in my phone when it comes time to plan out my content calendar. Your content catalog gives you a place to save all of your published content and all of these ideas for future reference. And that brings me to the T in STAR, and it stands for tag. So I want you to tag everything that you put into your content catalog. And don't worry if this is sounding like a lot of work, we're going to talk about it at the end. There's a way to keep this super duper simple. So when you think about tagging, I want you to think about three primary categories of tags. When you input your content into the catalog, I want you to tag it according to three categories so that it's super easy to find it when you need it. And initially, this might seem like overkill, but as time goes on and as your catalog grows, you are going to reap the benefits of this because you are going to be able to search for things when you need them and by the tag that's most relevant to whatever you're working on. So we are going to keep this really simple. Let me say that I have worked with clients that have super complex content strategies where there are a ton of tags, like Hewlett Packard. I'll tell you what, that was one complex content strategy. But for our purposes, we want it to be super simple so that it is easy, it's repeatable, and it does not take too much thought. And it can still be extremely effective for your business. So the three categories that I suggest for tags are topic, channel, and customer lifecycle. In each of these categories, you are going to create tags that are relevant to your business. Let me explain what I mean. So the first category is topic. Topic is what the piece is about. Unless you're like HP and you have a whole army working on your content, which most of us don't, I suggest sticking with between 3 to 10 topics. These topics should be driven by your content strategy, but if you don't have an official content strategy, it's all right. Just think about the topics that you usually cover and use those as your topic tags. They can always evolve with time. You can change them, you can add to them, you can decrease them, but just start there. The second tag category is channel. If it's already published, like the long form content hub that I talked about, tag it with the channel that it was published on. So when I put this into my content catalog, I am going to tag it as a podcast because that is where it was published. If it's a content idea that you're adding to your catalog, tag it with the channel that you plan to publish it on first. For example, I had some ideas today for some future solo episodes for my podcast. And so I put those in as an idea and I tagged it podcast. And I also do this for Instagram and for emails and for even sometimes course ideas and bigger things like that. So when you have ideas, just go ahead and put it in there. And then next time you need a Instagram post or a podcast episode idea, or maybe you're working on a course and you're like, gosh, I know I'd had some good ideas about that, but I don't remember where I put them. Come look at your content catalog. If you're ready to become a content repurposing machine with quality content at your fingertips every time you need it, what are you waiting for? Let's work together. Head to sunny-logsdon.com and sign up for my one-to-one Elevate 360 program, where you can think of me as your CMO for 6 months as we tackle your marketing strategy, streamlining and systematizing all of your processes, including your content strategy, so that your marketing runs flawlessly as your business grows. Or if you want to start by tackling your content catalog, book a marketing immersion where we'll get laser focused on one piece of your marketing strategy during a one-day engagement. Head over to sunny-logsdon.com or head to the show notes and click on the link. And let's get started. Okay, the third field that I want you to think about is customer lifecycle. You'll tag each piece of content by the stage that the content most relates to. You have some options here. You can include a tag for every stage of the lifecycle, or you can keep it really simple and just break it down into three tags that represent the lifecycle. I like prospects, existing clients, and past clients. And just a side note, because I know that there's a lot of terms that ultimately all mean the same thing. When I say customer lifecycle, I am really referring to your customer journey, your buyer's journey. It just depends on what you call it in your business. So think about what your customer lifecycle is, and does it work to say prospects as a tag, existing clients as a tag, and past clients as a tag, or do you need to go deeper? And ultimately, even if you have your customer lifecycle broken down into 10 steps, if you have, you know, a really complicated funnel and onboarding process and follow-up with past clients process, I honestly still think that tagging it with these three tags is the way to go, and I'll tell you why. Every single time I work with clients on this, no kidding, I seriously cannot think of one exception, I get the same question. What happens if the content appeals to all the stages? What do I do? How do I tag it? And my response to that is that it's perfectly fine to tag the content for all the stages it applies to. The point of these tags is so that later you can filter your content and search for what you need. And typically, these three categories are going to pull up what you need. So there's no need to go deeper. For example, let's say that you're creating a welcome series for people who just signed up for your email list. You might filter your content ideas or your published content by prospects to find the copy that you can repurpose for new subscribers. And of course, this is what I mean. You could go deeper than that, right? You could actually have a tag that says new subscribers or newly converted or whatever that might be. So ask yourself before you get complicated, does this change how I'm going to use this copy? Okay, so now that you know the three categories for tagging, let me use this episode as an example to explain tagging. I've kind of done that as I've gone along, but I just want to make it really clear. My topic for this episode would be content strategy because content repurposing is part of my content strategy. So my topic tag would be content strategy. The channel tag would be podcast because I am publishing this first on my podcast. And the life cycle stages that apply are both prospects and existing clients. So I would add those two tags, prospects and existing clients. If you're listening to this and you're not already a client, you are a prospect. You're someone who might be interested in working with me at some point, right? And this piece of content also applies to my existing clients because this is something that I teach them to do in their own businesses. I work with them to create content repurposing systems, and this information is going to be relevant to them. So it works across these two categories. I would not tag this for past clients because they already know the system and they're not going to want to listen to it unless maybe they are training a new marketer and they want them to understand the background. Some additional tag categories that I do use regularly with clients and you might want to consider are keywords. This helps to narrow down what content you have within a certain topic. The other one is customer segments. If you're creating content for two or more audience segments who have different needs and generally have different key messages, you might want the ability to search for content that applies to a specific segment. And of course, there are more, like I keep saying, we can get really complicated with this, but starting with these 3 to 5 tag categories is going to change the way you repurpose your content without making it complicated. Okay, so we've covered the S and the T and star, and T took a little bit, so let's move on. I promise these last two go a lot quicker. The A is for assign or automate. As soon as you put a piece of content into the content catalog, I want you to immediately assign when and where you will repurpose this content. So put in the date and the channel that you want to repurpose it on. And if you have a team, assign it to the person who will take it to the next step. Assigning this next step automates it by ensuring that this beautiful piece of content that you've created, that you've spent all this time on, or that your marketer has spent all this time on, doesn't disappear into a content black hole, never to be seen again. You have it tagged so that when you come into your catalog and you search, it's going to show up and you've scheduled it for the next time. And lastly, the R is for repurpose. This, my friends, is the whole point. I want you to repurpose the heck out of each piece of content. And there are so many ways to do it. The obvious one, of course, is what we've talked about, is repurposing it for a new channel. For example, this one episode will be repurposed as an Instagram post, a LinkedIn post, an email to my list, and a blog post. Each of these channels is going to reach a different audience and provide value to them in a different way, giving the content that I'm creating today a long runway. And that is the point. Not only will this first round happen, but I will also create multiple rounds of content for all those channels down the road from the same episode. And it's going to look a little bit different each time. For example, let's say that when I initially repurpose this podcast, I focus on the STAR acronym and I shoot out information across all my channels that is specific to what the letters stand for and maybe a sentence or two of explanation for each letter. Then next time I think about this episode, because it is in my content catalog and I have it scheduled to be repurposed for a second time, I might focus on something different. I might focus on how to tag content, or I might focus on how I set up my Airtable content catalog, or maybe I focus on the nuts and the bolts of repurposing on different channels. And this is really where the strategy differs from regular content repurposing. Yes, it is repurposing when I take this episode and I blast it out on all these different channels in slightly different ways. But where it really comes into play is when I'm able to go back and actually pull new content for this episode that feels different than anything that I've posted before. This one episode serves as a jumping off point for loads of content so that I'm not recreating the wheel when I need something. And my amazing marketing VA, Lori, she can listen to the episode and she can create variations of this content so that it takes me completely out of the content creation process because I've recorded this episode. See how nicely that works? I really could do an entire episode on the R, and as I'm thinking about it, I think that I might just do a follow-up to this and do a part two on how to reposition content, because there really are so many ways to slice it up and use it again and again. And I really want you guys to hear how it can be used really strategically. So not only can we go back to this episode and pull information that feels new every time, it might serve as a piece of content in a funnel. Maybe I am creating a quiz at some point in my business as a lead magnet, and I want to send them to one of the podcasts that I have already created. That gives me content that I can use and I can repurpose in so many ways, in so many parts of the customer journey. And so we will come back and talk about that. But before I go, I want to answer another question that I get a lot, which is, how do I get started? This sounds overwhelming when you've been creating content for years and years, and you're thinking, how am I ever going to get this all into a content catalog? If this is what you're thinking, relax, because that is not what I want you to do. I just want you to create this catalog, which is basically just a file with a few columns and tags. And I want you to start putting this framework into place with your next piece of content. Before you know it, if you are logging every piece of content that you create, you will have a huge library of content to search and repurpose. The only exception to this is if you think of an old piece of content and you want to go back and you want to reference it for something you're working on, or you want to repurpose it. If it's that relevant and valuable that you are digging it out anyway, you might as well add it to the catalog while you're at it. But definitely do not spend time backlogging content. That defeats our purposes here. The purpose of this catalog is for you and your marketer to spend less time on content, not to add more to your plate. Okay, so that is where I will wrap for today. Be on the lookout for a part two of this episode, and I will cover how your content catalog supports your overall marketing strategy in that second episode. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that this got your wheels turning about all the different ways that you can repurpose content and become a content repurposing machine, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Marketer for Hire podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights to help you delegate marketing so that you can confidently get out of the details. If you enjoyed the show, will you do me a favor? Will you hit the follow button and leave a review and a rating? And if you've heard something that you think will help another business owner, be sure to send them a link to the episode. I'd sure appreciate it. And most importantly, before you go, I just want to say that I know your time is so valuable as a business owner, and I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me today. Thank you, friends, and I'll see you next time.